I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic joins us and discusses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. And Dr. Betty, we've learned a lot about water, but I think we're starting on a new topic today. So what are we going to talk about?
Well, hormones is a big topic. And, you know, I have patients coming in at various different stages of their lives. I have postmenopausal women, but of course, I also have women who are going through, who are still, you know, dealing with their menstrual cycle. And a lot of women commonly have a premenstrual syndrome or PMS symptoms, and it can really play havoc with their lives. And there's lots of naturopathic work that we can do to help them. So, you know, when we think about the menstrual cycle, it's divided into four times of the month: the release time, when at the beginning of their first day of their period, after their period, day 8 to 14. This is a rise in their hormonal triggers, for example. There's a plateau when estrogen stops surging, and then sort of the pause just before your period. And this is the time just before the period when a lot of women who develop PMS develop cravings and cramps and irritability. And it's an important detoxification time in the body. And often from a naturopathic's perspective, I will use homeopathic remedies, botanical remedies. I might do hormone testing to make sure, you know, what's happening with their period. But I often use something called seed cycling. And this is actually using different kinds of seeds, like seeds that you eat, to balance the hormones. And the first half of the cycle is actually called the follicular cycle. And what we want to do is actually, this is when your estrogen increases. And during this time, we actually want to help boost your estrogen levels by incorporating things like pumpkin seeds and flax seeds into the diet. They're rich in essential fatty acids, and they actually improve estrogen to progesterone ratios. But they can also help reduce breast tenderness and decrease the risk of heart disease and osteoporosis. The second half of the cycle is actually, during this time of the cycle, progesterone levels rise, and we can actually use sunflower seeds and sesame seeds. And this is the time that it can support, for example, reduce symptoms that may occur during this time. Again, lots of fatty acids. And these seeds are actually beneficial for helping hormones even beyond the reproductive year. So postmenopausal women, for example, it can help to ease hot flashes, because often during postmenopausal times, we often use progesterone. Even though estrogen is depleting, we often use progesterone to help with symptoms associated with hot flashes. So using sunflower and sesame seeds during this time actually helps to boost the progesterone levels. So we can use it both for women experiencing PMS as well as for postmenopausal women.
So basically, you're telling me that your clinic is multi-generational.
Absolutely.
And that for women who have PMS, there are natural solutions as there are for women who have menopause.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
So if someone wants to talk to you about PMS or menopause or just dealing with their health naturally, how do we reach you?
They can reach me by phone at 905-707-2001, or my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So for a 15-minute consultation, either by phone or in person, just call 905-707-2001. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl. Or log on to the website thornhillnaturopathic.ca. And there's a link from marilyns.ca, so you can always find her. Thank you, Dr. Rosendahl. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.